There will be no personal nor direct attacks on anyone. And I would ask that you please try to keep down the loud cheering and the clapping. There will be no booing and no unruly behavior. With that,
this is painful, and it will be for a long time.
Donald Trump, baby! That's right, this man knows what's up!
After all, these are a couple of high-stepping turkeys, and you know what to say about a high-stepper. No step too high for a high-stepper.
This is Midday Mobile with Sean Sullivan.
My brother from another mother.
On FM Talk 106.5.
Well, Sean's a tough guy. I mean, I think everybody knows that. You know, Sean, he took some licks. He hangs in there.
Yeah, what's wrong with the beer we got? I mean, the beer we got drank pretty good, don't it?
Did you hear what I said?
So this is a brave council. I had no doubt about them.
That doesn't suck.
If you don't like it, too bad.
Last question. Were you high on drugs?
Last question. Kiss my...
All right, here we go. FM Talk 106.5 and Midday Mobile. Glad to have you all here on this Friday, and we are live in Daphne. We'll explain some of that in just a second. But before we get started, as always, reminder here, it hadn't changed in 16 plus years, but we got new people all the time. So welcome to the show, and it's easy to get in touch with us. 251-343-0106. 251-343-0106 gets you through on a phone call or a text, and a reminder too with the FM Talk 106.5 app. When you go there, where you stream the station, get the show schedules or podcast, all that's there. You'll see a microphone icon on the bottom of the page. If you press that, lets you record a message and emails it to the show. All right. So we are in Daphne. So what does that mean? Well, not only are we in Daphne, we're at Bryant Bank. And not only are we at Daphne at Bryant Bank, we are surrounded by pets looking for new homes. This is pretty perfect. Back here for the second year. And big thank you to Greg Strong with Bryant Bank for having us out. Thank you.
We're glad to have you out here. We're really excited about this.
Well, this is, so I've sent the pictures off back to the station, and I sent them to friends of mine, and they're all, I got some OMGs, and I think I got 3 exclamation points. And you've got Dion here with Daphne Animal Services. 3 exclamation points.
That's wonderful. I'd love for them to see us.
There's some, I mean, y'all, and some of the pictures are up on our Facebook already. Some good-looking pups and some cute pups there. I got my, there's some heeler crosses in there. They got a little heeler in them, and I like those puppies a lot, too. I don't know if I can get advanced on those or not, but talk to me about what y'all are doing today and, you know, what Bryant Bank has done here having y'all out.
So Bryant Bank came to us last year about doing an adoption event, and it was such a success that they called us up this year and said, hey, we want to do it again.
And so you said...
Absolutely. Absolutely. We love it. So we got together, set a date, and we brought out some dogs, and we were here maybe 20 minutes when our second longest stay dog that we've had in the shelter, he'd been here almost 100 days, was able to go home on a trial adoption. So I call it a success.
Yeah. Y'all can't see me over the radio grinning, but I'm grinning right now. And Greg, I mean, what a testament for, I mean, Bryant Bank is community bank. Y'all do stuff, obviously, in the community all the time. But pet adoption thing, where did that idea come from?
You know, I wish I could tell you that. I think it was just, we have like a lot of places, we have a lot of employees that are absolute dog owner, dog lovers, cat lovers.
You mean owned by dogs?
Exactly, yeah, that. Yeah. Yeah, exactly that. And so I think maybe one of our other banks and one of our other markets did this, but we were just talking about one day, what else can we do? We do, you know, we do shred days, we do some other things. Mm-hmm. And so let's try a pet adoption. So that's what we did last year. We actually, one of our employees last year before this adopted a pet, not with our function, but another one, and that's probably what did it. And so we put it together last year. And one thing I was amazed about last year, didn't really know what to expect, but Dion probably did, is we had like 12 cats adopted last year, and much more than we had dogs. This year, we have more dogs available. We do have cats as well, but we'll let Dion talk about that, too.
Yeah, so you get somebody coming out here. Let's talk about the process. They come out, and we're right here at Bryant Bank in Daphne, the corner of
98 and 64.
Right there. You can't miss us. You can't, you know, we've got cooking going on, pets going on, the FM Talk 106.5 van here. Y'all stop by. But talk about this process, Dion. What, somebody comes up today, they say, okay, I got an hour or two to stop by. What do they do? How do they adopt a pet? What's the process?
So they can come out and take a look at what we have. They can take the dogs for a walk, just kind of interact with them. If they have pets of their own, they can bring them up. We can kind of see how the dogs get along, and they can do a doggy day out with them.
Okay, wait. Doggy day out. What's this?
Yes, a doggy day out is where you take a dog for a couple hours. You can take it for overnight, over the weekend, and just kind of see, you know, mm-hmm. how it gets along, how the dog's going to fit in your home or in your life. You know?
Right.
They can do a trial adoption, which is where you take it, you keep it for up to 2 weeks, see how it fits in with your house, see if it's a good fit or not a good fit, and that's a good way for you to be able to just to kind of see if it's going to work out, if it's not going to work out, and if you bring it back, no harm, no foul.
You've done there, though, is you've taken away people's excuses.
Yes.
Right? Because a lot of people would say, okay, I'd like the dog, but I don't know if this is going to work. I can't come just adopt the dog and see if it works. So, well, you can go do a test.
Correct. Absolutely. You know, and sometimes, you
Man,
know,
you're knocking down the excuses hard here, Dion. This is tough. Yes.
Well, you know, sometimes, you know, it also takes away that, you know, what you call buyer's remorse, so mm-hmm. to speak, you know. So you come in, you see it, it's cute, you know, you love it to death, and then you get it home and you're like, oh, no, I can't handle this. But we also ask people to remember that, you know, no animal is perfect. You know, mm-hmm. and so that first few days is going to be different. Mm-hmm. You know, that's not how they're going to be a week from now. That's not how they're going to be 2 weeks from now, because they're coming out of a stressful situation. They're sure. going into a stressful situation because they don't know your home.
Right.
They don't know your routine. You know, so give them a couple of days to adjust. You know, give yourself a couple of days to adjust because you're not used to them being in your home. And give them time and yourself time to just develop a routine, develop that relationship, let them get settled and let them understand that they're safe there,
mm-hmm.
and then make a decision.
So, Greg, you see what she's done here is after 2 weeks, you're in love with the animal.
Yep.
There's no bringing it back. See, I see the genius in the design here.
She has done this before.
Yes. Yeah. So as people come out here, though, they're going to find a pet that they want to do a trial with or this and that, and could that mm-hmm. dog be going with them today? Or
absolutely. Every dog that we have out here right now is ready to go. Every one of them. If they're not already fixed, they have an appointment to be fixed.
Okay.
They're all current on their vaccines. They've already been heartworm tested. I do believe every one of them is heartworm negative. So they've already been started on their heartworm prevention. They have to-go bags ready. They've got two weeks worth of food.
Ready to go.
Yeah, they got 2 weeks worth of food. They got toys. They got treats. They got leashes, harnesses, or leashes and collars. They're ready.
We've got
so every excuse y'all had has just been taken away. Like, I don't have a leash. I don't have the stuff. I don't have the food.
Yeah, if you need a kennel to get you through for a few days, you can take the one they're in. I got you.
What other removal of an obstacle is the fact that there are some adoption fees, you know, not
yes.
excessive, but last year we had a customer just came forward that provided a grant to be able to offset those fees for the adopting parents.
Really?
So, and the bank's also covering half of that. So we've got
about
all that covered for people who want to adopt one of these pets. So that way there's not money out of pocket.
There's people listening today going, my gosh, y'all are messing. All my excuses I use not to get, you know, my first pet or another pet. Y'all have just removed them. The two of y'all together should not be allowed.
But because she said we've got, you know, we've got tennis balls for toys. We've got the bandanas that they can take on with them. We got a puppy water pail that they can take on with them. And we got all this free stuff. A lot of Bryant Bank swag we provided for this event. So come on out, take a look at what's the offer, and pick your pet that's meant to be.
All right, let me throw this in too, just to sweeten the deal. But if you need a bucket to carry all that in, I've got a few of the FM Talk 106.5 logoed rope handle buckets with the throw thing on the back there, the extra handle. First person come out and grab not have an excuse, because the excuses are gone. Just go ahead and find your next dog or cat. I've got that for you.
And I can attest to that. I got mine last year.
Yes.
Thanks to you. And I use it all the time. So
what
a find.
There's buckets and then there's these buckets.
Yeah, they're just totally practical.
The Corvette of buckets.
Absolutely.
Something like that. This is, yes.
Yeah. We also, you know, if you don't find what you have here, we have more animals at the shelter. You know, so you can always run down there and see what we have there make it down here.
If somebody comes in and says, yes, that's you, what else? Can you talk to them about, you talked about what cat or dog you've got in there and they can go?
Yes, Mindy, my adoption coordinator, is here.
Okay.
And between she and I, we can tell you about pretty much every animal that we have at the shelter. So you can always go down there. And so, I mean, you can, and every dog's going to go home, or cat's going to go home with the same thing. So you're still, you know, there's still no excuses.
Y'all are winning on this thing.
Yeah.
Thank you for doing this. And Greg, always, thanks for having us out and being part of this.
Absolutely. Thanks for being here. Makes it even better.
It's a lot of fun, y'all. If you just need a little pick-me-up here on a Friday, just come look at these pups, and you have a smile on your face when you go back into work. Check us out right here in Daphne Bryant Bank. Coming right back, more Midday Mobile.
Is Midday Mobile with Sean Sullivan on FM Talk 106.5.
Right, welcome back. FM Talk 106.5 and Midday Mobile. Glad to have you along. We are live in Daphne at Bryant Bank Pet Adoption Event. We'll talk more about that. Also, heads up, this segment brought to you by my buddy Trey at 1-800-GOT-JUNK. So it's a Friday, I get it, right? I might say, I'm not doing... That whatever has been sitting in the garage, storage unit, around the house, not going to do anything about it today. But you can make an appointment today to get it done. You know, we all like to do things like on a Monday or Tuesday. They get it. So whatever it is, it's stuff, we get a guest room cleaned out, storage unit cleaned out, or like Trey reminds me all the time, they do big stuff. If you have a swing set, the Pirates Lookout swing set, and your youngest child's in their 30s, let it go. The giant trampolines, the storage building backyard, whatever. You got big stuff like that, small stuff, they can handle it. 1-800-GOT-JUNK. So make that appointment. It's easy. The name is the number, 1-800-GOT-JUNK. If you want to stay online, you can do it that way. Go to 1-800-GOT-JUNK.com. But either way, they're going to find the day that works for you and the time that works for you and set. It's an appointment, and it's a cool thing because in today's world where they go, well, our people will be there sometime between Monday at 6 a.m. and Tuesday at midnight or whatever. No, this is an actual day, an actual time, because they know you're busy with work and family and all that good stuff. So check it out. Make an appointment. Get the junk on and have my buddy Trey do it. He's been doing it for 18 and a half years in Mobile and Baldwin County. It's 1-800-GOT-JUNK online at 1-800-GOT-JUNK.com. All right. As we continue here at Bryant Bank for the pet adoption event, Amanda from Bryant Bank. Amanda, you're in charge of all this stuff, and Greg and all the animals.
I'm the branch manager VP here in the Daphne office.
That means it's all your responsibility.
I'll say I'm definitely part of it for sure.
So how did this, you had us out last year. How did this start?
Well, actually, we had a pet adoption up in one of our northern offices, and it was just such a wonderful event, such a great turnout for the pets, and honestly, the shelter had so many more traction to get those pets adopted, and so we wanted to bring that down here and help with the Daphne Animal Shelter, and especially with them having their new area, we were like, how can we help? So last year we did one, and we partnered with the Daphne Animal Shelter, and we had the Mobile Animal Shelter come out. It was a fabulous turnout, so we decided to make it an annual event.
It's a lot of fun. I mean, I do broadcast at different places, but this is the only one where I get to see, cats and dogs here, especially the puppies, those blue heeler puppies.
Yes, they've got a lot out there today. We've got a couple German Shepherd mixes, a couple lab mixes. There's one, I swear it's a Border Collie lab mix. They're not quite sure, though, but there's several couple small animal breeds as well, too.
Yes, and I mean, there's small pups or grown dogs, and then there's some puppies, and there's a mix of them there, and they're all pretty excited to see people.
Yes, very much. They're just eating up all the attention. It's great.
And I told folks, we started here. I said, hey, this is a chance for you. I think I've talked about it last week. Come out and see a dog that may be your next dog or cat, your next dog. But listen to Dion here talking. She has taken, they figured this out. Any of the excuses that my years of, raising children and all that and having an excuse why we couldn't get another dog or another cat, you'd be somewhere and you're like, well, you know what? We can't take them home today. We don't have a food. We don't have the kennel. There's not a leash. This is a system, because if y'all show up here, none of the excuses work, because they have y'all set it up where everything, y'all are helping with the pet adoption fee.
Mm-hmm.
The leashes are here. They'll yes. give you a kennel if you need it to take yes. the dog home. The toys, the food.
Mm-hmm. They do. And we've got a couple little Bryant Bank goodies to give them, too. We've got toys for them to take, little bandanas to wear, drink bowls, all kinds of fun stuff. And I've got to say, we have Wags and Whiskers here with us as well. And they brought out, y'all, there's just so many cute puppies. There's just so many cute puppies.
How many are you taking home?
I want to take home all of them, but I am contemplating one, though. I'll say that.
Okay. Well, I have to figure out and see if it's one I'm looking at. But we'll talk about that. Let's talk about Bryant Bank as well. Yes. You know, I said this to Greg. I mean, y'all are just, when I talk about a community bank, obviously, in the banking experience, I use y'all personally, use it with the business. So I know mm-hmm. that interaction, how I can get on the phone and talk to somebody who knows who I am, who can mm-hmm. tell me, you know, it's really a great thing. But y'all do engage. This is not y'all's only event. Y'all mm-hmm. are out in the community, truly out all the time.
Absolutely, always. We go to the Jubilee Festival every year. We're involved with fishing tournaments. We're involved with going over to just several different organizations. All of us are very embedded in different civics organizations so that we can help in even small matters and just independently. But, I mean, I'm actually helping with the Rotary Group and Daphne Spanish Forts Rotary Group this year with a pickleball tournament coming up soon, too.
The pickleball. My buddy John Sharp from AL.com is listening. There you go, because he's pretty close to going pro, I think. Let him know yeah. I said that. Also, just the experience with Bryant Bank. I mean, that's my personal experience. It's truly the situations I've had, being able to, mm-hmm. that's why I love dealing with folks like you. You pick up the phone, and it's not like, hey, we got to send you to the clearinghouse somewhere. It's like, hey, here's somebody at your bank. Oh, hey, how are you doing?
We really make a point to build that relationship. It's knowing you, and it's knowing you personally, because that's how we help you mitigate fraud. That's how we make sure that if there's a need that you're involved in the community, maybe we can get a part of that, and we can assist in whatever way it might be. Whether it's just us coming out there to volunteer, whether it's, hey, let's help get the word out with you. Anytime we can make it a relationship and focus and build on that, we are going to in any capacity that we can. So I love that we're able to answer the phone when people call. Mm-hmm. And
me
really
too.
And truly hear what's going on with the individuals and really make that connection and help in any way that we can.
Yeah, and I talked about this before, Michael Holland and I had, about experience I had like this last year. So I went into a gas station, truck stop place on the way we're heading to New Orleans, and I went to use my card. And the person said, well, this something about the card is non-scannable, looks like it's been scanned, something mm-hmm. like that. And I said, wait a second. Mm-hmm. And so I got a line of people behind me. So I just pulled out a credit card, did it, got out, walked out. Within 3 minutes, I'm talking to somebody mm-hmm. at my branch in Mobile. And they said, no, we see where that transaction tried to go through. It's a problem on the equipment back mm-hmm. at the truck stop. There's nothing. So in that case, we didn't catch, there wasn't fraud. But then I had a weekend, it was a Friday afternoon, then mm-hmm. I had a weekend, I wasn't worried sick about that.
Exactly. That's a big part of it, is I don't want you to go into the weekend, none of us do,
right.
worried over that and not knowing. I mean,
waiting
that's just a big
risk. Waiting for somebody to call me back on a Monday morning that would, you know, I mean, my whole weekend would be ruined. I was on the phone, they go, okay, let's see. Oh, yeah, we saw where that transaction tried to go through. It's something screwed up that the way they're doing it on their end. You're cool, nothing went through.
Yep.
I mean, that you know, while, you know, we always worry about fraud and watching for it, also somebody tell me, nothing sketchy just happened there. It's all cool. Go have a good weekend.
Yes. Yes. That's a big part. I mean, we even did that during the snowstorm. I mean, people were home. We're not able to get to the branch, but we still made a point to try and see who got fraud alerts so we could give them a call, because we're like, I know you're stuck at home, but I don't want you to sit there stuck at home and worried. Anything we can do to put you at ease.
That's sure. fantastic. All right. People want to get more information about Bryant Bank. The most fun way is to do it. You come out and see the pets
yes.
while they do it with y'all here in Daphne. But generally, where do they go get more information online?
They can go online, of course, to bryantbank.com. But, I mean, come on into any one of our branches. We love seeing you. We love meeting with you. It's not going to be some sales thing. We just want to meet you, greet you, and tell you a little bit about us.
Okay. And I don't want to start any problems as we head to the news break here. But any thoughts from my Baldwin County people here on what's happening in Mobile County with the new bank going in?
Oh, we're thrilled for them. We're so, so excited.
I'm jealous of them and their new
bank
structure.
No, we're so excited for them. It is well deserved. serve. They've been waiting forever, and it looks like it's going to be stupendous for both them and the clients.
Yeah, it's pretty exciting. It's a big structure going up, so but we'll talk about that in the future. All right, this goes on today till when?
It goes till 2 o'clock today.
All right, 2 o'clock, y'all. Get by. See us. Got people on the text line asking, yes, I am here. I will step out of the van in just a second, and we'll do that during the bottom of the hour news. Also coming up, Representative Chip Brown, what happened in session yesterday. We'll talk with him about that when we come back.
On FM Talk 106.5.
Welcome back. FM Talk 106.5 and Midday Mobile live in Daphne today at Bryant Bank. And out of the live broadcasts I do throughout the year, this one is it's the only one I have that has dogs and puppies all over the place. A pet adoption event here. It's pretty good stuff here. As I've just walked out there, during the breaks, I have to go out and check the status of the puppies out there. I tell you what, I got a person who needs to be over here. It's my buddy Ron at Mobile Bay Coins and Fine Jewelry. Ron is one for finding dogs. How many dogs y'all have running around the shop now, Ron?
4 dogs. They're all rescues.
Well, 4 should might as well be 8, because there's some dogs over here you got to see.
Yeah,
rescue dogs waiting for you.
Yeah, I'm a dog fan for sure. So, I mean, always looking for new dogs. I don't know if we could fit any more dogs in the shop. They have almost as many dogs as we have employees. So, but I wish everybody luck. It is the best way to do it. They make great pets. I mean, I think dogs know they were saved and rescued, and they seem more loyal to me over the years. Because I've bought dogs retail, and I've rescued dogs, and the rescues have always ended up being better companions.
Yeah, there's and y'all, like I said, there. If you're thinking, well, there's no way I can do this on a Friday, Ron, you'll appreciate this. They've made it so that the excuses are gone. You can do a 2-week like a test run with the dog. Plus, they have the leashes, the food, the bowls, all the stuff here. You don't have to. I mean, like, there's no excuse to say, well, I can't do it on a Friday. They got you like that. While they're out there,
the dog will have you as soon as you get to home. The dog will be like buying gold. You'll never want to let it go.
That's right. And you know what? They appreciate the only thing they appreciated more than gold is probably dogs out there. Let's talk about that. What are you people buying here on that dip for gold and silver?
Yeah, yesterday and today have both been crazy days. Busy. A lot of people taking advantage of the dip. Of course, the Fed created that by leaving interest rates unchanged, and that causes investors to get a little iffy with stock markets and gold, silver, you know, commodities other than oil, which a lot of people are bidding up, and we all know why that's going on. So between the Fed leaving interest rates unchanged and, of course, the war over there with Iran and there in the Gulf is causing a small dip, so a great buying opportunity, and we've been buying a lot and selling a lot. It's been about 50-50 these last 2 days, and it's been busy.
Yeah, you've talked to me before, I mean, about buying. People think, okay, am I going to sell, you know, coins, or am I going to sell bars? But y'all are buying, like, on the silver side, gold side, somebody might just have some old jewelry or one earring. You know, what's that thing worth? Well, these days, it's worth a lot.
Yeah, you'd be surprised, man. An old class ring, 10-carat class ring, is a lot of money. We just bought one the other day and ended up being like $1,350. And I remember just a few years ago when a class ring would have about $200 to $300 of gold in it. So they're way up. Yeah, so if you have scrap gold, even nice jewelry, diamonds, things like that, we're always interested in making offers on those items.
All right, tell folks how to find you.
We're located at 2204 Government Street in Midtown Mobile. They can find us on the web at mobilebaycoins.com or just give us a call, 251-725-1590.
Hey, thank you, Ron.
You're welcome, Sean. Have a great weekend, buddy.
You too. There goes Ron at Mobile Bay Coins and Fine Jewelry. And next we check in, he's District 105, which is last on the charts but first in your hearts. Representative Chip Brown joins us here on Midday Mobile. Thanks for your time.
Hey, thanks, Sean. Great to be with you.
And you should see the dogs out here, man. It's just puppies everywhere.
Beautiful.
It's like, yeah, it's pretty cool. And there's a pair of heeler cross pups that I do not need to look at again, or they may be going home with me.
Your wife would love you for that, I'm sure.
Yeah, she didn't love me for a lot of things, but we'll see what happens in the next run. Let's talk about a couple things as we are. I don't know how many days left here on y'all go to spring break, right? So you got a week, and you come back a week from Tuesday, or when is it?
Yeah, we come back a week from Tuesday. I think we're probably looking at about 3 weeks left.
Okay, and in that time. For anybody who said, and believe me, I said it, so I'm guilty, but we thought, well, this will be a kind of a quieter session here. It's at the Quadrennium. People are going to be campaigning. It's been anything but.
Yeah, it's been a whirlwind. I mean, even for me yesterday, I passed an update to the seafood labeling law yesterday out of the House, so now it goes to the Senate, and then of course, we had the verdict in the Ibrahim Yazid and Anaya Blanchard case, and that came down when we were on the floor. And that's something close to my heart, having been the sponsor of Anaya's law.
Well, and I wanted to, when I was thinking about you yesterday on that. Actually, we talked about you a little bit yesterday on that because they should have been. The sheriff and I were talking about it, and I said, It when this made the news, Danny, I know it's in the Montgomery courtroom, but it makes the news. It got a lot of people's attention. Even on the text line, people said, that thing's going to trial now? We have a bill about what happened here to protect, Alabamians' name for Anaya Blanchard, and this guy is just now going to trial. But people just, that was a 2019 murder, and here it is by my phone right here, let's see, 2026.
Yeah, it's almost 7 years. Yeah, actually, we passed a bill last year that would expedite those type of cases, and it's just no excuse. It's absolutely no excuse to have a case like that drag on for that long. I mean, to have to put that family through that for 7 more years is just absurd. Yeah. It's sad. It's sad for them.
Absolutely, and if people didn't hear us yesterday, we talked about it. The jury did find guilty in that murder of Anaya Blanchard, and of course that is the person who carries the name on the bill that you put in that passed. What was the vote on it when you put it through?
Well, in the House and Senate, it was unanimous.
There you go.
I mean, it was
that's why I wanted you to say it, because that doesn't happen very often.
No, and it was unanimous in the House and Senate, and then over a million people voted yes on it when it was a constitutional amendment. And I mean, it has definitely saved lives in the state of Alabama, because you have to remember that the guy that was found guilty yesterday, Ibrahim Yazid, was he was out on bond for an attempted murder, a kidnapping, a robbery.
Same exact thing.
And he was out on bond because the way that the Constitution of Alabama was written in 1901, that it unless you were charged with capital murder, you had to be given bond. And so, fortunately, we were able to save that, and Anaya Blanchard's legacy lives on in that every single day across the state.
Absolutely. And it's good. It shows you something, though, y'all. That Representative Chip Brown got a bill passed through the legislature before the Yazid saw his day in court. So maybe we can get the other side of that moving faster. All right. I want to talk about a couple things here, too. You and I talked back when this you had brought this first PSE bill up. Now another one going through the House. That got a unanimous vote. What's your feelings on the future of that? With Mac Butler's bill?
Yeah, well, I like that bill. Mac and I have discussed that quite in length, and it takes parts of what I had in my bill with the open hearings and the ethics reform there, and it passed 104-0, and then the Senate, of course, has a bill that they passed unanimously as well, mm-hmm. and so...
How different are those? I mean, if you give me a score, like how, are they 30% different, 3% different? What kind of how different are they?
Well, the biggest difference in there is that the Senate version calls for 7 members that represent each of the congressional districts, and and a, you know, a Secretary of Energy for the governor to have a cabinet position of that. And what people don't realize is that there actually already is an administrative director at the Public Service Commission that's been there for 40 years. So it's a new position in that it would be a cabinet level position, but that position has been there. I mean, it's just it's been a merit-based position, but you've had the same person there for 40 years. The biggest difference is the seven member, and the way that would work is they are appointed initially by the governor from recommendations that they have to take them off the list of the recommendations from the speaker and from the lieutenant governor, and they're initially appointed, but then they start running again in 2028 and 2030. And I think the thing that to me is important about that is you take, like right now we have three members of the Public Service Commission, and all three of them live in the 4th Congressional District up in the northern part of the state. One of them doesn't even have regulated power. He's on Tennessee Valley Authority power. And that's happened multiple times over the history of the Public Service Commission. You know, Mobile has never had a member of the Public Service Commission since it was created in 1915. You know, and we're seeing things like the solar farm in Stockton going up. Our power rates are the highest in the Southeast. There's no reason for them to be the highest in the Southeast. So,
nope.
I think the whole objective of all of these pieces of legislation is to try to reform a system that we see is broken, and to try to rein it in and create a different system of doing things and to work to get our power rates low. You know, when you have people having to decide whether to pay their power bill or to buy groceries, then there's something wrong with that system. That system is not working for the people. And so that's been the focus, and that'll be the continued focus. Now, what's the end product out of that? Because, you know, you have somewhat of a stalemate. The House passes one version, Senate passes another version. So right. We'll have to see what comes out of that. You know, I've had conversations with senators, and they want the same thing that we want in the House, and that's to get our rates lower so that it's better for the working people of the state of Alabama. And at the same time, it's better to have lower rates because it brings in more businesses to Alabama and it creates more jobs. And so we'll see something moving forward. I'm just not sure exactly what it's going to be.
Yeah, and I think the frustration here, too, is that it is apples to apples. I mean, not just we could complain that things are too high, the price that they – okay. But when a neighboring state that's under the same parent company – has lower unit rate for power than we do in on our side, on the west side of the Alabama-Georgia line. I mean, it's just in your face.
That's right. That's right. And so we have to look at, you know, the rate hearing, have public rate hearings, bringing that back and look at the overall system. I mean, there's just when you have a system set up like it is in Alabama – it's just not sided towards the consumer. It's not sided towards the public. And that's what it has to be. It has to be the people of Alabama have to be at the forefront and have to be the most important person when it comes to utility rates and not big corporations. So
100%.
You know, we will get there. We just have to see what direction it's gonna take.
Okay, we'll watch that. But do you think this gets done? I mean, do you think there's reconciliation? Think something gets to the governor by the end of session?
I do. I think it's a very good possibility. Yeah, I really do. The desire is there for us to do something when we know that utility rates are hurting everybody in the state of Alabama. And you know, I see well,
obviously
it.
People have woken up now to it. I've been complaining about it for a decade, yeah. But I mean, obviously it's now gotten momentum, you know?
Yeah, I've often said the best kept secret in Alabama is the Public Service Commission. I mean, it's existed since 1915, but people really have not historically even known what they do. They operate quietly and basically in the dark. And so, you know, this is a, if anything, this has brought that to light where people can, act and take a look at what the Public Service Commission does and what they're doing and how we need to fix it, because it has to be fixed. It's just, it's not a system that has been good for the people of Alabama for 101 years, you know. I mean, if you go back and look, I mean, politically, back in the 30s, 40s, 50s, all the way up, that was one of the main issues in political campaigns. People got elected governor on that one issue of you know, the utility companies and reforming it. And so it's just gone by the
George wayside. George Wallace went after PSC back in the day. It was a
that's what helped Big Jim Folsom get elected, you know, back in the 40s. But it's we all recognize that something has to be done. I mean, you know, things are more expensive, and it just, we can't have our power rates to the point where we're higher, we're lower on the population side, but when Georgia and Mississippi and Louisiana and Florida are beating us on utility rates, then there is a problem. There's something wrong, and we've got to, the only way to do that is to open up, have public hearings, open it up. We need to freeze the rates so that they can't increase the rates, and do that for, you know, at least 3-4 years. So let that settle down and let people to be able to you know, catch up to inflation and be able to know that it's not unpredictable moving forward. And it's a important issue. It's at the forefront of what I'm trying to do in Montgomery and other people as well. So we'll see what happens. Something very likely will come out of this.
Okay, and before we wrap up, though, and it's you talk about the seafood labeling bill. I want y'all to remember that, you know, Representative Brown passes this bill. That was last session or session before last, the first one?
2024, yeah.
2024. Okay, so yeah, 2 years ago. So you passed this bill. Then, you know, we've been talking about it, and Representative and I were talking on the air one day, and because I had seen somewhere where it hadn't been labeled, and I just said, hey, what gives? I'm just, you know, trying to understand how they're implementing this law that you brought, you know, that passed, and you at that point pointed out they were not. There had to be some remedial action there.
Yeah, and so I'm, you know, we had a year to see how it worked, and I was very disappointed in some of the enforcement efforts made or not made, and so this legislation that passed the House yesterday, now it goes to the Senate. It corrects a lot of the issues that myself and others saw in the seafood labeling law, and you know, one of them is that the original intent was that restaurants had to have a menu insert that had their seafood listed on it, and whether it was wild caught, farm raised, or whether it was domestic or imported, and they've not done that, and just hasn't been enforced. Some places are good neighbors, and they have done that, but they have not. And so this mandates that, and it also allows the Department of Agriculture to come in and do inspections, and it's pretty amazing. We have the ability now to go in. They have all the genetic lines of shrimp from around the world, and so they can come in and tell you, hey, this shrimp is, you say this is from the Gulf of America, but in reality, this was caught off the coast of Argentina. They have the ability to do that, and they are very close to being able to do that with oysters as well. So they will be able to tell you, you know, this is not a oyster from Bialobatry, it's actually from Apalachicola. And so it allows them to go in and test, and then it also allows for the first time the Department of Public Health to list it as a line item when they go in and do inspections. And if you fail that inspection, it to me, it's fraud. If you fail that inspection, you get a mandatory 5 points off on your food score. So those scores that hang up when you come into a restaurant, they automatically get 5 points off if they are not listing, not labeling it, or if they're labeling it as one thing and it's something else. And then also, once a quarter, they publish those names or list them on their website. And I think that will actually have some teeth in it. The fines are still in there as well. So it's, you know, it's just a way to actually hold people's feet to the fire and make them do what they're supposed to do. I mean, people of Alabama have a right to know where their seafood comes from. Does it come from a ditch in Vietnam, or does it come from out in the Gulf or out in the bay? And people need to know that, and it's important. I mean, buy American, buy fresh Gulf seafood and fresh Mobile Bay seafood. You know,
absolutely. But, Representative, we're running out of time on this one, but you'll come back soon and talk to me on this?
100%.
All right.
Thank you for having me on, John. I appreciate it, always.
Hey, have a great weekend, Representative Chip Brown, District 105. We're coming right back. More Midday Mobile. We are live in Daphne at Bryant Bank for the pet adoption event. Also coming up, history of Mobile, of Irish in Mobile, and a lot more.
This is Midday Mobile with Sean Sullivan on FM Talk 106.5.
Right, welcome back. FM Talk 106.5 Midday Mobile on this Friday. Glad to have you along. 251-343-0106 gets you through. Let's get some of these texts here, as a lot of these have to do with the dogs out here. Jordan, I don't know. Jordan said, do they have any Pomerania, which I guess that'd be plural for Pomeranians. Pomerania up for adoption. I didn't see any that I thought were Pomeranians, but you come on by here and grab yourself a hot dog and a hamburger or something like that, something to drink, and do that. Tony in Fairhope wants to stop. Tony, come on, stop on by. We are here. Just wait for a news break or something like that. I'll come out and holler at you. Danny says, Sean, it's Danny, you can just call me a foster fail. No, this is the thing. This is the devilish part of it. I love what they're doing. Because, listen, parents out there, you know how this was, right? You go anywhere with pets. You already had some pets at the house. Kids are like, I want another. And say, well, we can't do it today. Don't have a leash. We don't have anywhere to put them. We don't have this. All that stuff is here. They've got the leashes. They've got the dog bowls. They've got the food for them. Give you a kettle to take the dog home. They also have a two-week test run to see how the dog's going to work in the house. You come get the dog. After 2 weeks, not working out, you can bring the dog back to Daphne Animal Shelter. They're fine with that, but I figure you're going to make a friend pretty soon. All right, coming back, John Robb joins us here, and it's a discussion about the Irish in Mobile, this in the week of St. Patrick's Day. We'll do that coming up.